This object is called Oriolokun. Orisha is the collective term for all the divinities and deities of the Yoruba pantheon. At the top of this pantheon of divinities is Olorun, also known as Olodumare, who is the supreme divinity. Why is this divinity reckoned as the highest, hence removed from most earthly activities? Some functions are delegated to lesser divinities and deities, such as Ogun, the divinity of iron and war, Orishanla, the divinity of the bush and jungle, Eshu, the divinity of accident and unpredictability, including Olokun, the divinity and owner of the sea. Olokun reigns over the seas and oceans and all that resides in it. The Yoruba creation account makes it clear that in the beginning of the world, it was this divinity that reigned supreme alongside the supreme divinity, Olorun. Why Olorun ruled the sky above, Olokun ruled over the water territory below. Olokun represents one of the most powerful forces in nature, which is the ocean. Hence, she is well revered amongst the Yoruba people. She represents wealth, abundance, fertility, healing, and fecundity. Although her worshippers are predominantly found amongst the Yoruba people, it is also worthy to note that the Edo people have a strong reverence for this deity. The Edo people are also found within the southern part of Nigeria. Unlike the Yorubas, the Edo people believe that Olokun is a masculine divinity, hence is held to be the son of Osanabua, who is their supreme divinity. Outside the shores of Nigeria, Olokun is also worshipped in places such as Cuba, Trinidad, Brazil, and even in some parts of the United States. Olokun also shares a semblance with other African divinities such as Hapi, found in Egypt, Agwe, which is found amongst the Fon people of Dahomey, and Mamiwota, found also in southern parts of Nigeria. In ancient Greek mythology, Olokun shares a great semblance with Poseidon, who is the Greek divinity of the sea and water.